We are trying, as we are students of the Bible, during these six sessions of the teachings of eschatology, to bring out just the point. I want you to know that everything we've been doing is not really to the core. We are just touching the points that we need to remember that can now build us up and, you know, enable us to continue to grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. So you may discover as you proceed on your own to understand fully the teachings of the eschatology, there might be a lot of other things that we are not able to cover during this, our sixth session. Today is the fourth, and we are ending next Sunday. And I want you to just hold on to the one that you are able to hold on to and remember, and remember, and remember. Amen? We've been talking about the event, the six major stages of the end time event. We talk about rapture as the first event that will happen. And the moment rapture takes place, the believers are gone from here. The Holy Spirit is over. There is no more Holy Spirit on earth. That is what we now usher in, the manifestation of the Antichrist. What is preventing the manifestation of the Antichrist right now is because of the presence of the church. And when we're talking of the church, we're talking of 170 Central Avenue. We're talking of you. You. Yes, you are the church. The called out, the chosen, the redeemed, those that were purchased by the blood of Jesus. And last Sunday we were able to cover it, that it is the church that will be presented as the bride to the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see your privilege. You see who you are. That is why you must cherish your position, your calling. We all have calling. Our calling is as the church, the called out. We have been called out, and that is why the Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. So when the saints are gone, then the Antichrist will be able to manifest. The Antichrist is not manifesting yet. We read it from the scripture that he is operating secretly right now. So wherever he is, you don't have to worry. You don't have to know how he's going to look. Is he going to be a man? Or he's going to have two heads? Or he's going to look like horrible? And all that. There are things to think less. What you need to major at this time is you will not be here when the Antichrist is manifesting. You will be gone. And when we are gone, I told us that there are two major things that will be happening. The believers will be rewarded. Our services will be evaluated. What we have done with our time, from the time you have come to the knowledge of the Lord, what you have done with your talent, what you have done with the gift that the Lord has given you, what you have done with the opportunity he has given you to serve, to lead, to encourage, to mentor, to direct, to guide, what you have done with the resources he has given you, money, talent, great ideas, ability to create, to initiate, what you have done with understanding, knowledge, everything that he has given you will be judged. When I use the word judge, it is not to condemn. It is another word to replace evaluate. To determine what you deserve despite you made heaven. So we'll be rewarded. And we will be rewarded. So on Thursday, we were going through some questions from people. And we won't be able to go into everything like that we had covered. Please just listen to the message and continue to prayerfully understand as you pray and as you listen and as you study to understand this thing. I want to encourage you, brethren, that the teachings of the end time is one of the things to consider, to focus at as believers. I'm telling you. It is one of the things that can help us on this journey as we are running this race. It's one of the things that is one of the major things that can keep us fit on this journey. Because there is a lot of distraction. A lot of things that can take away your focus from where you are going. We are not here forever. We are not what? We are not here forever. If Jesus did not come, some people will die. So you see that? One of those. And I told us at the beginning, I said, you leave most 150, they're already praying for you to go. Because you have become work. Real work. For people that are, you don't see them, you don't hear them, you don't know them. They carry you for, you yourself are praying to go. They too, as they are taking care of you, Mama, we love you, Mama. They are praying that God, come. 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 Because they want you to enjoy. They don't want to see you in some mood, in some ways, in some situation. You know. So when believers are gone, the Antichrist will start operating, and it's going to be for how many years? 7 years. 7 years, as we read it from the scripture. 7 years. During this time, two things will be going on. Believers will be rewarded, and then they will be presented. Believers will be rewarded, and then they will be what? Presented. Presented as the bride. As the bride of the Lord. So that will lead to the third stage of the end time event, which is revelation. The very first session, we talk about the difference between rapture and revelation. Jesus is coming at rapture for the saint, but at revelation, Jesus is coming with the saint. We went over like five differences, just to name them, from the scripture as well, of the difference between rapture and revelation. So at revelation, that is when he is coming with you and I. And that will bring an end to the manifestation, the operation of the Antichrist. It's going to result in a war that is called the War of Armageddon. So Jesus and you and I will put an end to the manifestation of the Antichrist. Isn't that awesome? So don't mess up. Don't lose it. Don't discard it. Keep it. Because we have major work to do. And last week we talked about numerous blessings. Blessings of the saints. Blessings of the saints. You will see that we cannot compare all these things to whatever the suffering, the temptation, the trials, the challenges that we are facing here or that we may face. The glory that awaits believers. What the Lord prepared for the saint, it's awesome. And you don't want to miss it. So when the saints are gone, tribulation begins. When we're talking of tribulation, from the word tribulation, it means to press as grips. You know how you press something? To press together, to press hard. And it also refers to oppression, affliction, and distress. The Antichrist, like we talk about, will make a promise agreement at the beginning of his operation. A peaceful agreement in order to entice, to deceive, and to penetrate. But in the middle of the 7 years, which is 42 months, 3.5 years, the Antichrist will now come out in his real full force and change the agreement that he has made. And that is what will now lead to great tribulation. So the first 3.5 years is considered tribulation, while the later part of the 7 years is considered the great tribulation. The Bible tells us, in the book of Revelation, most of these scriptures, we won't read it, because I want to get to some point today so that the next two sessions will be able to complete the areas we need to cover. The Bible makes us understand from the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 2 that the Antichrist will receive power, the authority from Satan. Antichrist is not Satan. Okay? Antichrist is not Satan. By the time we proceed, you will see the end of Antichrist and you will see the end of Satan. Antichrist is a Satan's counterfeit. So it's representing Satan. Let us read Revelation chapter 13 verse 2. Revelation 13 verse 2. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast what? His own power and throne and what? Great authority. Brethren, the Antichrist will have power at that time to torture, to do, to rule, to control. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, he will proclaim himself to be God. He will begin to tell people, I am the one to worship. I am the God of heaven and earth. And a lot of the inhabitants of the earth at that time will fall for it. They will take him as God and they will receive the mark of the beast. Because they will think he is the God indeed. Don't forget, believers are gone at that time. Revelation chapter 13 verse 3 makes it clear that this Antichrist during this time will stage miracles. There will be a lot of miracles. And I saw that one of the heads of the beast seems wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. The whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. You know, we talk about miracles. Miracles is not really something a child of God should be thrilled about, because it should really be part of your life. Your daily life is full of miracles. So when miracle happens, it's not something that you should just stand there and go for it and open your mouth and your eyes and your everything and be marveled. Because, listen, brethren, every gift of the Spirit have counterfeit. All the gifts of the Spirit have what? Counterfeit. Because somebody manifests the gift of the Spirit doesn't mean it is the Almighty. It depends on the source, where the power is from, what is the Spirit behind. But there is something that doesn't have counterfeit, and that is what the Bible says, by that you will know them, the fruit of the Spirit. There is no counterfeit for the fruits of the Holy Spirit. If somebody doesn't have joy, it's a matter of time you will know. If somebody doesn't have patience, oh, don't worry. Just keep on calling them brosses. At a point, you will realize. It will show you pepper. It will tell you. Because I've been keeping quiet all this while, you people think I'm a stupid. I'm stupid. You think my own Christianity? Then they will be begging him, holding him, that please don't fight. He doesn't even know where he throw his Bible. After grace, he's angry. Throw the Bible away. He wanted to give it to you. He wanted to show you the true picture of him. When you see the fruit of the Spirit, you will see the consistency. You will see the balance. You will see the peace. You will see God Himself by their fruits. You shall know them, not by their gift. Not by their gift. Antichrist will do miracle. During that time, we do miracles. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, he will be given power to speak great blasphemies against God. Let us read it. Revelation 13, verse 5. Then the beast was allowed, did you see the word? Allowed to speak great blasphemies against God. And he was given authority to do whatever he wanted. For how many? And how many years is that? 3.5 years. He will be allowed. He will be given authority, power. To do this, he will bless, he will speak blood, he will direct people's attention from God unto himself. Chapter 13, go to verse 14 to 15. See his demand. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belong to this world. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. Verse 15, he was then permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. Did you see all the word allowed, permitted, and order? It will be allowed. It will be permitted. It will make a statue, an image. And see that. He was then permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. And it happened. And that statue, that image, began to speak. And the image, the statue, commanded the world at that time that anyone that refused to worship the Antichrist, the beast, must die. People will be compelled to receive the mark. At that time, there will be some believers, but they will be martyred. They will be killed. They will be tortured. Now, they are the ones that will use their own blood for their salvation. Because they will, some of them will remember, no, this has been preached. I must not receive this mark. Because once you receive this mark, you can never be saved anymore. And you refuse the mark, you will be tortured. It's going to be terrible. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. The ruler will make a treaty with the people for a period of one set of seven. But after half this time, he will put an end to the sacrifices and offerings and a climax to all his terrible deeds. He will set up a sacrilegious object that causes desecration until the fate decreed for this defiler is finally poured out on him. So he will make a covenant, then in the middle of it, he will break it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. And this is what is going to lead to great tribulation. Immediately after he break the agreement in the middle of the year, See what he will do, that we now anger him and lead to great tribulation. See what? 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. So he will enter the Jewish temple and proclaim himself as God and demand worldwide worship. He will demand worldwide worship. Revelation chapter 13 verse 5 also confirms that. Because we put in Revelation with the book of Daniel and the book of Matthew as well. You know, they all talks about all these things. Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God, and he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. So the moment he makes himself to be God, then the Jews will rise against it and refuse it. And they will feel insulted. They will not honor his word. And he will come out furious to begin to torture the whole world. It is a day that the Lord will permit. It is a day that God will allow. The book of Zephaniah chapter 1:15 proclaimed that it will be a day of wrath, a day of trouble, a day of distress, a day of destruction, a day of dissolution. It is a day that the Lord will allow himself and nothing will stop it. Men will stumble around like they are blind, and their blood will be poured out like dust. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 17. Brethren, the inhabitants of the earth, whoever missed the rapture, at this time will be tortured severely because you have sinned against the Lord. I will make you grope around like the blind. Your blood will pour into the dust, and your bodies will lie rotting on the ground. It is a day that no one can sustain it because it is the wrath of God coming upon the inhabitant of the earth. See the chief, the government, the people in authority, people that nobody can talk to them at this time. They are God themselves. See what the Bible says will happen to them. Revelation chapter 6, 15 through 16. Revelation 6, 15. Then everybody say everyone. Everyone. That's why you are not going to be there. You can't be there. You can't be there. And everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generous, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person, all they will hide themselves. Did you see that? They will hide themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, trying to hide from the anger of the Lord. And they cry to the mountains and the rock, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Brother, no one can escape the anger of God when God is angry. It's mercy. That is why the mercy of the Lord is offered at this time. And people consider the gospel as foolish. People consider the death on the cross as nothing. People ignore and refuse the love, the mercy of God. The God of mercy is coming to judge, and to proclaim justice through his heart. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, that it's a time of tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now. Brethren, tribulation will come upon the whole world. It's coming. And when will it be? Huh? Somebody said it's 2017. Brethren, this period is coming, as the Bible says it, at the start, it's going to start after the Jews have been regathered and have been reestablished in their homeland and in their sacred city of Jerusalem. And if you look around, you see that the Jews are going back gradually. If you check and you follow history and what is going on, you will see the regathering is occurring now. We must be alert. We must be sensitive. Specifically, the Bible says it will begin at a time when the entire world comes together against Israel over the issue of who will control the city of Jerusalem. It's happening. Sometimes it's good not to watch Nigerian movie. It's good to watch news. Listen to news and hear some things that are going on. You will see the Bible being fulfilled right in your eye. I'm telling you. We are on the very threshold at this time of the tribulation. I'm telling you, brethren. As we witness the United Nations, the European Union, the Vatican, the Arab nations, you know, demanding that the Jews surrender their sovereignty over Jerusalem. And this is what is happening now. Slowly, it's happening. We should wake up. And if all this is happening, it means rapture can be anytime. Because rapture will happen before the full force, the full manifestation of the operation of the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 3 to 4. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of the lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction. Verse 4. Verse 4. He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Brethren, understand this. When the tribulation starts, it's just going to be like a kingdom start. It's just going to be like a president start reigning. And we promise, nobody will pay taxes, promise, no school fees, promise, no fees for medical treatment, promise, don't even pay mortgage. He will promise everything. Just look at a picture like that. Because you are not going to see on the forehead of any being as the Antichrist. We just start like a reign of a kingdom. And all the promises, after some time, will now begin to change. During that time, the Antichrist will be focused on conquering the world. Once he has accomplished that goal, as it will, it will. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, 7 to 8, made us to understand that. It will. It will now go to Jerusalem. It will now enter the temple. It will now begin to stop sacrifices. And it will erect the image of himself, just as we read it. And this will make the Jewish people to be so outraged, and they will respond in a revolt towards his demand. And when they do this, the Antichrist will become very obsessed with destroying them. And that will be his primary goal during the Great Tribulation period. So to summarize this, the Jews will live in peace during the first half of the tribulation, but not the Gentile nation of the world at that time. So the war of Antichrist will devastate the whole world. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, let's see what will happen. What the Bible says will happen to most people at that time. I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and its companion was the grave. These two were given authority over how many? 1/4 of the earth, to kill with a sword and famine and disease and wild animals. So during this time, 1/4 of humanity will die during the initial stage of the war. And in today's terminology, that is considered 1.5 billion. 1.5 billion people at that time. Somebody was saying that, why God of mercy will allow this to happen to the world? Is God still God of mercy? Yes. Of course. Yes. God is characterized by grace, by mercy, by love, but he is also God of perfect justice. Amen? God of righteousness, God of holiness. Therefore, he must deal with sin. God will deal with sin. His justice demands it. Even his love compels it. How could a God of true love simply overlook the action of a murderer? God loves sinners, but he detests sin. That is why he will judge sin. He will judge iniquity. Somebody made a funny comment on one of the Thursdays that it's not fair. What about people that have died and they didn't get to hear some of these things? I said they heard. One way or the other, God has shown his love. God has revealed his mercy. God has revealed his holiness to everyone. And he's still doing. When you go out and you do evil, see people that steal, the armed robbers and all that, and they collect the money. Imagine they rob a bank, shot people, kill people. And they gathered the money, they shared it, and they went home, they sleep, and they wake up the next day. Isn't that God's mercy? Yeah. The people they killed, the family are crying, burying them. And they are enjoying. And they wake up the next day. And they are still moving around. Buying brand new car. Building houses. Throwing party. and nothing happened to them, and you say God is not merciful, He is. But a day is coming when every act of man will be judged. After revealing His mercy, after showing His love, judgment is coming, brethren. That is the love and mercy of God, by allowing this to happen. When God's wrath is poured out during the tribulation, some hearts will be melted. They will come to their senses and realize that, you know what, I've heard this preaching. They've talked about this. Indeed. And they will yield. They will give themselves at that time. But don't forget, that's what we say, that it's going to be tough for them. What? It's better to accept the mercy of God now, rather than paying for it yourself. Somebody paid for it, and that's Jesus. I was explaining it on Thursday. I said that's why He made it so simple. Do you know all it takes to be saved is to just say, Lord Jesus, take over my life. Just like that. Yes. Do you believe with me? Yeah. Or do you need to bury a cow? Do you need to fast 7 days? All that He's asking for is you to stand up and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior and say, come into my life, take over my life. We look down at it. We look it to be too simple, too easy to believe, but that is God's way. You know why it's easy? Because someone had paid. Someone had shed the blood. Someone had given up themselves, and that is Jesus. So once you receive Jesus, you have access to God. He will now take over and begin to be the Lord over your life. Simple, simple, simple. To be the Lord over your life means that now you have no life of your own. Anything you do is from Him. For you to react, you receive from Him. For you to respond, you receive from Him. You know how you have a boss at work? And they tell you what, with your qualification, you can't just do what you want. Right? Yeah. With your degree. Even if you frame it and you put it in your office. You still have a boss. Even with your experience, everywhere you are at work. You still have a boss. And what is the function? The responsibility, the duty of your boss is to tell you what to do. When you now have the Lord over your life, He is to tell you what to do. When you begin to respond to His leading, He is your Lord. He tells you where to go, how to set your priority, what to put first, what to say, what to give, what not to take. You hear from Him, you carry it out. He is your Lord. But when you do your own, even though you speak in tongues, you are on your own. Praise the Lord. Simple. Yes, Jesus, yes, you are the Lord Most High. But what He tells you, you don't do. You are your own Lord. And this is how a lot of Christians behave today. Because we think we know it. Because we fail to release, to surrender ourselves totally unto Him. We're giving Him part. We are taking part. There is no genuine regeneration in the body of Christ today. If there is, you will see how easy Christian life can be. Because now it's not you. The life I live now is not mine. It's the life of Christ who gave himself unto me. He is the one that will now be doing through you. That is why the one you want to do by yourself, you will struggle. But when you depend on his grace, when you understand his ability upon your life, when you know that with him, in him you live, in him you move, in him is your being, then you will know that you have nothing to do here other than to follow. Praise the Lord. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's true, if we accept it. Don't be like that woman that was given a ride. This woman carried, I heard a story from my grandfather, I think, in those days. Said, this woman is so nice, so simple, so sincere. And coming from the village at that time, he carried load, and they gave him a ride. She was still carrying the load. Inside the ride. And they said, Mama, you should have put this thing down. Said, no, it's me that they're giving a ride, not my load. Carry the load inside the ride. When you come to Jesus, let him take it all. Why are you sharing? What can you cover? What can you carry? And when we carry, then we struggle. Then we stress. Then we sweat. Then we go through. Then things doesn't happen. In him, we make our being. I want us to really see Christian life to be so easy. It's a follow life. If you can look at it like that, that's it. Case closed. You know who the follow is? Huh? The people that are not smart on their own. He said, in all your ways. In all your ways. Do not lean on your own understanding. You get to a place, you won't let them talk. You want to prove that you know. No, keep quiet. You know, that's how to learn. Because the moment you start talking, they say, he knows. This one, no. And then you will miss out some vital information. Christian life is simple. God called us into this light for us to enjoy his fullness. His fullness. If we can just take it simple, the way he made it for us to be, then you will be looking younger. You will be so strong. You will be fine. You will be healthy. You will enjoy yourself. When you have that inner peace, it reflects on your outward. Something on the inside is working on the outside. That is the love of God. If anybody is struggling in a Christian life, please check it out. What you are doing. Because he did not call us to labor. He said, take my yoke upon yourself. It's easy. And my burdens is light. When we get home, during your own study, take care of the book of Revelation chapter 6 entirely. You will see the opening of seven seals. Okay? That things that will happen when there are going to be seven seals, S-E-A-L-S, that will be revealed. When the first seal is being revealed, there's going to be a false peace. When the second seal is being revealed, there is going to be war declared upon the earth. When the third seal is being revealed, there is going to be scarcity and famine. When the fourth seal is being revealed, there will be death, numerous death upon the earth. When the fifth seal is being revealed, believers at that time, during tribulation, will be martyred. They will be killed because of their testimony. And this will be on their own blood. When the sixth seal is being revealed, there will be earthquake, disturbances upon the whole world. A few years ago, there was. I don't know if some of us remember. I was actually at work. The table shook. Things happened. When this earthquake happened, it's not going to be some patterns of part. No, the whole world. You will see how powerful God is. He controls the foundation of the whole world. When he shakes it, the earth trembles. Brethren, things are happening. When you read the whole of chapter 8 of the book of Revelation, it tells you that there are seven trumpet judgments that are coming. After the seven seals, seven judgments are coming. There will be hail and fire and blood rain from heaven. You know how it rains, and it rains water. What will be coming at that time when it's raining is going to be fire and blood upon the earth. And you know what that means? The plant, grass, trees, everything will be burned. Because what can sustain plant is water, not blood. Mountains will be burning, melting. There will be wormwood, poison. One third of the water on earth will be poison. People will be thirsty. They will have no choice than to drink. And what they drink is what? Poison. There will be darkness throughout the whole world. It's not the kind of, oh, Nepa, what's going on? Bring your flash. Take out your flash. This is from God. People will not see. And you know what it is to walk in darkness? When you get home, do it. Practice it. Turn off your light in your room. Close all the doors. And try to walk around. Then you will see how terrible it is not to be able to see. Then you will appreciate what God has given us. But this darkness is coming from the wrath of God. People will not be able to see. This is during the seventh trumpet judgment. There will be locusts from bottomless pit. They will be released to bless the inhabitant of the world. And you know what locusts will do? Mankind will be stung. They will be stung. You know for how long? The Bible says it in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 to 12. For good 5 months. For good 5 months, people will be walking around with locusts, biting them. Unable. There will be no doctor or nurses to cure, because they will have their own. Everybody will be. There will be no savior. Nobody, no father, no husband will be able to help his wife, because everybody dealing with their own. You know how you stand? You know locust. Those of us that have lived in the village, when all those police, you know those what those aunts they call police. When they enter your body. When they enter your body, everything you put in on, you don't mind to take them off. Because you are standing like this, and you are trying to figure them out, and you are dancing, and you are dancing without music. Okay, for good 5 months. Brethren, we will not be here. We must do all that it takes to be raptured. The book of Revelation really shows the love of God to mankind. because he had revealed what is coming for us to sit up, for us to adjust, for us to accept the love. When you read from chapter 6 through 9, it will tell you all these calamities that is coming upon the inhabitants of the earth and what is going to put an end to this period is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with the saints, and that is Revelation. And the purpose of that coming is to establish a 1,000 years, which is called the millennium on earth. That is not eternity. During this 1,000 years, Satan will be captured temporarily. Antichrist will receive his reward. When we come on Thursday, we'll continue from here. You will see the end of the Antichrist. And you will see where Satan will be during the millennium reign. And then you will know that Satan and the Antichrist, their destination is not for you and for me. God did not make lake of fire for you and I. The Bible reveals it. We will start from there on Thursday. It makes that for the devil. So you will see the first tenant in the lake of fire. The first tenant. And that is the eternal destination. So we will talk briefly the difference between when somebody dies now and they are not in God, they are not of the Lord, where they are. Because they sing, you know, he went home. Where everybody went home when they die. So we see the home. You know, we see the temporal abode of the godly and the ungodly. And we will see the eternal destination of every human being. Praise the Lord. So we'll stop here today. Amen.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.